All right. Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. Welcome to Music in the Parks. My name is Lisa Butts, and I'm a music professor at San Joaquin Delta College and also at West Hills College. I'll be making comments on your performance today. Hopefully you'll find them helpful. And I look forward to hearing your first piece, Sanayama. Very nice beginning. We do work to ensure that everyone starts at precisely the right time. It's a pretty good balance between the sections right now. I'd like to remember to remind you guys that the most important thing when you're listening or when you're performing is that you are making sure that the melody is always the most prominent thing heard by all the performers and also by the listeners. Okay, viola, be careful and be a little softer than the violin one. Make sure the violin one is heard. Notice that there are no written dynamics here. I would think about going ahead and adding a little bit of push and pull as regard to forte and piano. Even when it's not written, it's still kind of an expected thing that you can shape the line. Remember to keep your bows going quickly here. I like the solo section. Yeah, good job, man. Loving the piece at 21. Jules, be careful because you are the supporting part here. Violins, you should be coming out more because you have the melody. First violins. Yeah, still a little bit of intonation issues in second violins, violas, at the end of the phrase before 33, but overall, the group is doing very well. You might even think about changing the tempo slightly so that you could a little bit more pushable. That was nice right there, that moment. Guys, I'm really enjoying this. It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I like the sustained thing, the sustained tempo that you're using. It might be a little slow. But then when you're thinking about being expressive at a slow tempo, you don't necessarily have to stay at that same slow tempo the whole time. You can go a little faster and then slow down a little bit. That's what I'm referring to. As the push and pull. Second violin, you could come out there more, cello maybe just a little bit less, so the first violin can be heard. Make sure you're all starting the note at the same time. First violins. Okay. Yeah, guys, that was nice. Very nice. Alright, pictures of Puget Sound. First piece was quite wonderful. Looking forward to hearing your second piece. Very nice start. Try to make the marcatos. Don't let it the note sustain. It's short and hard. Yeah, be careful, guys. When you get to the grand section, the violas, cellos, and basses, even though your part is marked forte, your job is to still serve the melody, which is in the violin one and twos. So just be careful that you can hear that quite well. But think about your job is to introduce them and then get out of the way. Like the dynamic change. Make sure that. Very nice. Careful inner voices. But you're playing in time and you're playing in tune. Group's doing really well. Enjoying this. guys. Very nice performance. I like that. Your selections are appropriate level for the group. They're obviously very able to handle them. So now, as you travel on through your musical career, just think of yourself as you're either the melody or you're supporting the melody. So if you're supporting the melody, you have to be less than them, so that the melody is always being heard by you and also by the audience. And then don't think of music as a metronome sometimes. You can change the tempo. You can vary the tempo. You can vary the dynamics. You can do a lot of things with that that adds personality to the music and shows your heart coming through while you're playing the music. So don't take it like it's a literal thing as much as it's how you can show your musicality. Once you understand how to play it literally, then you can do more with the shaping and the push and pull as far as the tempos. Really liked your performance. I hope you have a wonderful day at the park, and thank you for letting me hear your performance.